Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. You know, I haven't mentioned this much at all of late, but I do thank you for the feedback that I've got from several of y'all of late about these times together, about the podcast, what you're listening to right now is an audio thing. And then also I do a daily blog that you can find all over on social media stuff here, there, and everywhere. And that's usually a different subject matter and things. But I guess I ask that you pass the word about these things. Encourage other folks. Tell them about it. Because that's how we grow together and how information gets out that we're doing these kind of things, you know? And so I do thank you for that. So we are in 2 Samuel 22 right now. And this is a song. We've looked at a couple previous episodes. These are words of a song that David delivered to the Lord, that he sang to the Lord after the Lord had delivered him from all of his enemies, from the hand of Saul and from all of his enemies. And we saw initially that David declared that the Lord is his rock and his fortress and his deliverer, that God is his refuge, his shield, that God is the source, the horn of his salvation. And it's the Lord that was his savior, the Lord that saved him from violence. And these are things, folks, that we can grab a hold of right here, that we can declare, that we can receive exhortation and encouragement from, right? And then David got some details, and he said, I called upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. Remember that? I think we talked about that in the previous episode, how we might do well to really, really praise the Lord, in the midst of calling upon his help, in the midst of crying out to him. And that's what David had done. He says, I called upon the Lord, and the Lord's one worthy to be praised. And he said, I was safe from my enemies. And then we saw the depth of the problem that David had. Remember, this waves of death encompassed him, torrents of destruction. The cords of Sheol were surrounding him. The snares of death confronted him. He was being tied down and bound by death. And he said, in my distress, I called upon the Lord. And he cried to God, and God heard him from God's temple. And he says that my cry came to the ears of the Lord. Now, this is where we are, verse 8. And David says this, then the earth shook and quaked. So we're going to see the response of God to the cry of his servant. David had cried out to him. David was at the point of death, apparently. There were all sorts of things that had been happening, were happening to him. He cries out to God. This is how God responds. And it's about a 10-verse thing here, sort of lengthy. We'll get through a portion of today. Then the earth shook and quaked. The foundations of heaven were trembling and were shaking because he was angry. So we see God responding in the natural. In the natural, at least in the way that David is describing it. So there will be all sorts of debate. People will say, well, this is just a poetic license. This is David, because it is a song, and he's just using things within the natural realm to describe how God had really responded. Well, perhaps. But as we read this, I'm more inclined to see that there was something that actually happened. Well, there's no doubt, okay? God actually saved him. God actually delivered him. The things that were coming against him that we've seen earlier that he described as waves of death, torrents of destruction, cords of Sheol, the snares of death, all those are very, very vivid descriptors of something that was happening. Something that was washing over him, something that was coming down upon him in destruction. And so the answer is coming about in a similar way. So the earth shook, the earth quaked, the foundations of heaven were trembling and were shaking because he was angry. Smoke went out of his nostrils. Fire from his mouth devoured. Coals, C-O-A-L-S, were kindled by it. So he's talking about God. He's talking about how smoke came out of God's nostrils, fire out of his mouth, so hot that it kindled coals here on earth. Well, we know that God is spirit. God the Father is spirit. And so David is going all anthropomorphic here. He's giving these physical characteristics to God to express what had happened and what was occurring, what had happened in his salvation. Well, it continues, verse 10. He bowed the heavens also, speaking of God, and came down with thick darkness under his feet. Verse 11. And he, this is God, rode on a cherub and flew, and he appeared on the wings of the wind. So there's no doubt now that we're talking about a poetic device, poetic descriptions of how God came and rescued and what he did. But listen to this, verse 12. And he made darkness canopies around him, a mass of waters, thick clouds of the sky. From the brightness before him, coals of fire were kindled. So that's twice that we've seen this little coals of fire thing. But now he's saying it's coming from the brightness before him, that something is illuminating, causing fire and lighting even coal. If you ever try to light coal, you know, you just don't throw a match on top of it. Okay, don't think charcoal briquettes right here, okay? Then verse 14, the Lord thundered from heaven, and the Most High uttered his voice. And he sent out arrows and scattered them, lightning, and routed them. That right there starts to give me some hints as to what's going on. It appears that what God had done, in at least one instance, if not in the primary instance that he's talking about, David's talking about right here, and that he's singing this song about, that God had sent what we would call a thunderstorm, a horrific thunderstorm. And he sent out arrows against those that were coming against David and scattered him, lightning, and routed them. That routed literally means confused them. But he doesn't stop there. Verse 16, then the channels of the sea appeared. The foundations of the world were laid bare by the rebuke of the Lord at the blast of the breath of his nostrils. So it looks like there was this horrific storm type thing, lightning and all that, rain, torrents of stuff. But then the channels of the sea appeared. Channels, what is that? That's what we call a creek, a river, et cetera, et cetera. It was flowing of water, and it washed away to such a degree that the foundations of the earth were laid bare down to the bedrock. And this was all done by the rebuke of the Lord. And he describes it as the blast of the breath of his nostrils. So when we see that in Scripture, where the wind of the Lord, the blast of the breath of the nostrils, describes the wind, that God has done something here. Last verse or two, 17. He sent from on high, he took me. He drew me out of many waters. And then verse 18, he delivered me from my strong enemy, from those who hated me, for they were too strong for me. So David's acknowledging, hey, I had enemies that hated me. They were strong. They were way too strong for me. The only way I survived this is because God delivered me. He delivered me in this way. Okay. Was there a storm in the natural? Probably. Were there floods that did this kind of thing? Probably. Were there lightning bolts sent that routed the enemy? Undoubtedly, because it says it point blank. God used his creation to deliver and to save David. You know what? He will do the same today. And he has done and continues to do the same. Do we believe? Well, again, I'm Dale. Thank you for your time. We'll continue this chapter later on. Bye-bye.